there's a lot of stuff wrote over the, you know, since our Armagh game, and I think a lot of it, you know, it was kind of, you know, criticising Derry, how, you know, poorly they were against Down. We knew Derry wasn't that kind of team at all, Oisín, and, you know, we had to prepare for this test like no other, and you know, they really put it up to us, and, you know, we're very thankful tonight that we're in an Ulster final. You know, it could have, there's a lot of opportunities in that game that could have went either way to Derry or to us, you know, and thankfully we just got enough to get over the line.
If you're going to get another Ulster title, is there a lot of improvement needed in there as well, Mark?
Yeah, massively. You know, I think, you know, our game against Armagh was too overhyped, and it was too much talked about, because, you know, everybody was speaking about us winning the Ireland, and was like, you know, that's not what this team is about. It's just, you know, looking at the next game, and like, we knew exactly what Derry was going to put up today, and, you know, they kind of showed us what they're all about. But yeah, massive improvement, and lucky enough we have the 3 weeks to work hard on it, and, you know, the boys will look well into Monaghan now and see what kind of task they'll bring.
Did that have an effect at all on you group of players that just were being tagged now as so much hot favourites for Ulster, and even mentioned as All-Ireland contenders? Is that something that affected you, or is something that you just look at and go, no, hang on a minute, here with the ground, get more grounded on it? Or
no, well, I think, you know, in fairness to the players themselves anyway, and the management team, we're always grounded. We've always, you know, always been grounded no matter where we've been. But, you know, it's just, you know, it's hard enough even going out to for work, or for even out for training, and you're chatting to people, and they're the ones that are taking it. You know, they're the ones chatting you up, and, you know, we're kind of just saying the same things to everybody. You know, we're the next game, which is always the way it is. But no, we're delighted tonight now that we're in it, and we'll look forward to it. You know, 5 Ulster finals in 5 years. You know, Donegal's never been fit to ever say that in their life. So it's just it's a massive achievement for them group of players in there. Yeah.
Yeah, and there's going to be a buzz now about training over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah. I'm going to have to do a bit extra to get back into this team, hey? And because, you know, in fairness, he just, the other boys were probably better than me, you know, coming up to the last number of days training. So
you were named to start, and why did that not happen?
It's just he went a different route, hey? And then, you know, that's all part of the football, hey? That's all part of the process. So I wanted to knuckle down and see, kind of get this to get me spot back in the team.
Yeah, well, you seen a bit of ball when you did come on the second half, Mark.
Yeah, lucky enough, I kind of cut out 2 balls there towards the end, and but sure, that's it. You know, you have to be ready for, you know, anybody coming on at any time of the game. You have to be ready for whatever task you're going to be thrown in front of you, because, you know, anybody can be called upon at any time. So, you know, thankfully, you know, any time we've had to call on any boys from the subs, they've been ready, which is, you know, all credit to them as well.
Monaghan will be watching this semi-final today. You have history there with Monaghan, and how big a challenge are you expecting it now to be to go on the Farney County, because it's going to be a big tall order. They're going to be hyped, obviously, back in another final, and you guys are going to be hyped that it's Monaghan again, but it's probably going to take your best performance to date, isn't it, Mark, if you're going to overcome that?
Well, it's definitely going to take our best performance to date this year, 100%, Oisín. But you know, looking at the last 2 years in the 2 Ulster finals, we've been 2 kind of different games, so it's hard to kind of say how a game's going to go on the day, and, you know, even it's hard to say how that game was going to go the day. So, you know, we there's one thing for sure, is we'll be well prepared for it, and Rory and them will have us prepared as mentally and physically as we can be for that game. So, you know, the only thing we can do is look forward to it, train hard, and you know, I suppose Monaghan's going to do the exact same thing. So it's going to come down to it, what, the 24th of whatever, the July
19th of July,
sorry, yeah. And yeah, we'll all be looking forward to it.
Yeah, the rest of the guys in there, of course, are going for 4 Ulster titles. You've got 2. Do you crave that third one just as much as the first one was in 2011, and then the second one came along in 2012, Mark?
Yeah, exactly. Ryan has won there last year that I don't have. So listen, it's always great to win medals, actually, no matter what you're winning, you know. That's what football's about at the end of the day. So, you know, if there's a medal up for grab, we'll do anything to get her better at it. And you know, after that, hopefully we'll just look forward, and, you know, for another long enough summer if we can.